Tomorrow marks 1 year since a Hoover police officer shot and killed a young black man in a crowded mall on Thanksgiving night. The shooting of 21-year-old Emantic E.J. Bradford Jr. happened at the River Chase Galleria Mall after officers wrongly thought he was the shooter. The incident led to protests and calls for justice.
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
After a two-month investigation, Alabama's attorney general cleared the Hoover police officer of any criminal wrongdoing, and so did the Department of Justice. But WBHM's Jhené Pierre reports a lot of questions remain unanswered.
A year after the police killing of E.J. Bradford Jr., civil rights groups are still calling for transparency. Randall Marshall is the director of the ACLU of Alabama. He says the group has filed an open records request with the 10th Judicial Circuit Court of Alabama to obtain Hoover police body camera footage, documents used in the investigation, and personnel files of the officers involved. But the city of Hoover has not cooperated.
They've been fighting tooth and nail to avoid turning over any information. We had a hearing in front of the court a few weeks ago, and we expect a decision any day now on what, if any, records should be immediately turned over.
Marshall says there's still a lot of secrecy surrounding Bradford's death. One of the most glaring details still not known is the police officer's identity.
And that's highly unusual that a police officer on duty in his official capacity shoots someone and they try and keep his name confidential. It's pretty unheard of.
Sonia Kutniak-Inkovich is a criminal justice professor who studies policing at Michigan State University. She says there's one thing many police departments have in common.
We found that there is a code of silence. So the question is not if there is a code of silence. The question is how extensive the code is and to whom it extends.
That code of silence in Hoover's police department has had ripple effects. The city's handling of the investigation sparked racial tension. In an interview with WBHM shortly after last year's shooting, Hoover Mayor Frank Brocato denied accusations of racism within the police department.
We don't believe we're that kind of city. We want to be a model for how this was handled, and we don't want it to happen again.
Brocato denied requests for an interview, citing, quote, pending litigation. The Bradford family will soon file a wrongful death suit. That's according to Rodney Bargonier, who, along with civil rights attorney Ben Crump, represents the family. Bargonier says once the records are released, they'll begin to gather evidence.
There's a lot of discovery which we'll have to go through, including taking the testimony of the officer that was involved in the shooting of E.J. Bradford, because unlike a criminal matter, in a civil arena, he's going to have to testify.
Bargonier says there's a long road ahead. Once they file suit, he anticipates it'll take at least another year for the courts to hand down a verdict. Meanwhile, the actual mall shooter in last year's Thanksgiving incident remains behind bars. Randall Marshall with the ACLU of Alabama says charges against Aaron Brown are still pending.
In fact, it's the uncertainty of what's going on with that prosecution. That's what the police chief is hiding behind in Hoover, is saying that, well, we can't release this information because it relates to an ongoing criminal investigation.
Marshall says sooner or later, more key facts around the shooting will be revealed. For now, it's more of a waiting game. Jhené Pierre, WBHM.
Attorney Ben Crump, the Alabama NAACP, and the National Action Network will hold a press conference tomorrow at the 16th Street Baptist Church to call for justice a year after the police killing of E.J. Bradford Jr.